Well, we have joining us by phone here today, Beth Bowdler, who's the Adair County Farm Bureau President. We're going to talk a little bit about a program they have coming up here in the next few days, opportunity to get some more food into people's hands here locally. Beth, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Jim. How are you?
Well, good. Thank you so much. We've done a lot of different interviews and stories and notes about some different food giveaways that have been happening. They've been plentiful here over the last year or so with COVID causing some issues where food has been a little bit short for some folks. And I see you've got one coming up here very soon, here in the next few days, next week or so, opportunity to celebrate National Egg Month. It's a cooperative program with Southwest Iowa Egg. How did that come about?
Yeah, so last year when COVID kind of first started there in April, there were groups, you know, looking for ways to give back. And with egg prices really tanked in that time period, and yet it was hard to get food into people's hands. So it seemed like a really nice cohesive way to work with Southwest Iowa Egg, help them get eggs out in the community, and also as a way for Farm Bureau that we could get back to the community and our members as well. So really neat partnership. And Southwest Iowa Egg has, they kind of have their own network now where they're delivering eggs each and every week in the different communities in Cass, Adair, and I think they're even doing maybe Montgomery, Leon area, and with a route in the Des Moines area. So pretty cool. The you know, it's a positive that's come out of COVID, and an opportunity, a value-added opportunity for the communities.
Yeah, you bet. You know, everybody in some way, it seems like, was affected by the COVID issue that we've gone through here this last year. And Southwest Iowa Egg, no different, without getting into a whole lot of details. Distribution and all those things were affected. And this is a way for them to focus a little bit more on helping folks, I guess, closer to home.
Right, right. Absolutely. And, you know, I think of all the different things that Southwest Iowa Egg provides jobs in the communities. There's a ton of farmers that would be impacted without the Southwest Iowa Egg being near. And we think of all the bushels of corn that are used to feed those birds every year. And obviously soybeans too, with soybean meal. So they're just a really important industry. And as we're into Egg Month here, you know, what a great way to partner up with an industry in the community that's providing not only jobs, but extra business and extra economic growth for everybody at large, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And for folks who don't have a real close working knowledge of how that all works and really aren't in the agriculture business necessarily here in the area, it is a very close partnership between area farmers and Southwest Iowa Egg.
Correct, correct. I mean, we look at all the tons of chicken feed that are made from corn and soybeans every year. And if that industry didn't exist, obviously the prices for farmers in our local area would definitely be lower. So we have Southwest Iowa Egg as, you know, one of those industries that really makes things go for local farmers, not to discredit any of the other industries as well, between, you know, co-ops, ethanol plants, all those places where farmers can take grain, but just a very, very important industry. And what's neat about it, too, is, you know, from one end of the spectrum to another, now this is an opportunity to give eggs to the community. So we're targeting, you know, the consumer down the line as well. And what better way than eggs, which are such a nutritious food source, ultimately, as well. So pretty neat to be able to partner in that way.
You bet. And promote that industry here locally. Now, this is called the Great Adair County Egg Giveaway. How does this set up?
So every Friday in May, there's a different community ultimately that will have eggs given away. And so last weekend actually was Fontenelle and Bridgewater. This coming up week is Adair and Casey. The following week is Greenfield, and the final week is Stewart and Orient. And so there's time set up, and do you have those in front of you, Jim?
I do, actually.
I'm trying to remember them right off the top of my head if you want to help me out there on those times.
Yeah, you bet. This Friday, May 14th, they'll be at the Adair City Park from 4:30 until 5 p.m. And then also at the Casey at the Roadside Park there in the town of Casey from 5:30 until 6. And then on Friday, May 21st, in Greenfield, they'll be at the Greenfield Lumber parking lot. And that'll be from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. And then on that final Friday of the month, Friday, May 28th, at Orient, at the Orient Methodist Church from 4:30 to 5 p.m., and then also at Stewart at the City Park from 5:30 until 6 p.m. Now, this will be a drive-through event, correct?
Yes, drive-through event, and there'll be individuals there that have dozens of eggs and just drive-through, and Adair County Farm Bureau members will, and a lot of sometimes we try to get some kids involved too, so you might see some kids handing out eggs, but drive through, get a dozen of eggs. If you want to come as groups, we can give cars more than a dozen. That's not a problem at all. And just yeah, enjoy some eggs from Southwest Iowa Eggs that were made right here in Southwest Iowa.
So no real need to get out of the vehicle?
That's correct. No need.
Okay. Now, are there any qualifiers, any income guidelines, or anything for this?
No income guidelines. Everyone is welcome. So obviously, first come, first serve, but we've tried to do it where we did it last year. We have a little bit of an idea on the numbers that we need. But by all means, we want to run out of eggs. So we hope that we continue to do this in the future. And so, you know, someday we'd love to give away, you know, 5,000 dozen eggs, if at all possible. Probably not going to happen this year, but it'd be something to look at down the line.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you've got specific giveaways in specific communities. Does that mean it's only for folks who live in those communities?
Anybody is welcome. So we welcome anybody to come and grab a dozen eggs. We're not going to check driver's licenses or anything like that. We just want to celebrate Egg Month and get as many eggs out to consumers as we possibly can.
All right, very good. Do you see this as a continuing program with Southwest Iowa Egg?
We would love for it to be. Last year was the inaugural year, and we had a ton of positive feedback. So that's why the board decided that they would like to pursue this opportunity again. And I see no reason why it wouldn't be something, if it goes well again this year, that will continue on in the future.
Sure. Well, Beth, through the Adair County Farm Bureau, you have a lot of contact with a lot of producers there. What's the mood? What's the feeling here as we get started with this new growing season?
It seems very positive. You know, we got that rain last weekend, and so everybody was pretty concerned about a drought there for a while, which I still think is potentially a concern into the summertime, but that rain really alleviated a little concern here up front, and a lot of people finishing up with their both corn and soybeans. There's still some to be planted, though. I work a lot in the cattle sector, so it's time to take, you know, cattle to pasture, and that rain last weekend is really going to help boost those pastures, get some more grass out there, and cross our fingers that we have plenty throughout the summertime.
Absolutely, yeah. Not a one-off thing. We need to continue this on a reasonable basis so we have a good growing season. We could sure use that. Corn and bean prices are awfully high right now, so opportunities are out there, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it seems like the prices continue to rise every day. And I mean, sometimes off a little bit, but hopefully the prices stay at a manageable level, and our livestock prices follow suit to some extent as well.
Very good. All right. Well, Beth Bowdler is the president of the Adair County Farm Bureau, and with the Southwest Iowa Egg Facility, helping to do the free egg giveaway here, the Great Adair County Egg Giveaway, celebrating National Egg Month here for the next few Fridays. Again, at Adair and at Casey on May 14th, at Greenfield May 21st, and at Orient and Stewart on May 28th. Hope they are well attended. Hope folks stop out and take advantage of that opportunity. Beth, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.